Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid.
Say, want to rate ace high with that hungry family of yours?
It's easy.
Just make sure you serve...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, ma'am, serve more good butternut bread. And you are sure to win the applause of everybody from junior to granddad. Because everybody likes that butternut flavor, that richness, that extra richness, that butternut tenderness and fine texture. And you know, you'll like the way that butternut's freshness lasts. If you open a loaf for breakfast one morning, you can enjoy it at noon and again at night. And if there's any left, which I doubt, you'll enjoy it just as fresh and delicious again the next morning. Butternut is baked right to be fresh and wrapped right to stay fresh. When you buy bread, make sure of the brand you buy. Look for the only loaf in the bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper, the wrapper with the picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread. You'll like it.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Marshal Riker's Revenge. In the 1870s, the town of Ely, Nevada, became the headquarters for as vicious a gang of rustlers as existed anywhere on the frontier. After a desperate gun battle, the notorious leader of the bad men, Gus Riker, was captured by the famed Cisco Kid and was sent to jail. Strangely enough, the outlaw's son, Steve, assisted in the capture and was later rewarded by being appointed town marshal. As our story opens, the brawny, tight-lipped lawman strides purposefully toward the Golconda Cafe.
I heard you and your boys had ridden into town, Zeb Colfax.
Howdy, Steve.
Yeah, me and the boys heard you'd been hired as town marshal.
Now listen, Sam. Hey, what you... Get this, you mangy shorthorn. This is Steve Riker you're dealing with, not Gus Riker.
Hold on, boys. Simmer down. You simmer down, too, Steve. Let go of my vest.
This town ain't the same as it was when my dad was here, Zeb. You and your boys get mounted and get moving.
What's the matter with you, Steve? Your old man's rotting in the calaboose and you're playing footsie with the law.
You won't understand if I try to explain, Zeb. There's no place in this town for Gus or you or any of your hombres.
I'll handle this, boys. You loud-mouthed young pup. Now draw your badge-toting tin. I could just as easy kill you as shoot the gun from your hand, Steve.
Then why didn't you?
I'm saving that pleasure for your pa when he gets out of jail and learns you turned into a law dog. Let him kill you.
Oh, there's so much dust. There's so much dirt. Oh, Pancho cannot hardly... can breathe. Cisco, these
come
terrible.
On, come on, Pancho. Right over to the side of the herd. Up there, come on.
Pancho not care if Pancho never not ever see another cattle again.
Come now, Pancho. It's not as bad as all that.
You able to talk for Cisco, not for Pancho.
Oh, Diablo, walk now, walk.
Walk like Diablo.
These Herefords are doing as well on the trail as a herd of longhorns.
Oh, Pancho think they make as much dust anyway. Oh, their white face is not so white now.
The important thing is that they are in good trail condition. Si. Senorita Debbie will be very pleased.
Oh, si. Cisco and Pancho drive these cars a long way just to please her.
Are you not forgetting that her padre, Senor Vern, was a good amigo?
Oh, si, Cisco, that is true. He do many favors for us.
I am not doing this just to return a favor. I would certainly go out of my way to help any senorita who is trying to succeed with ranching as Senorita Debbie is.
And to get your hands on the coyote who dry gulch her padre. Cisco not fool Pancho for a second. Not even for more than a second. Not even for a minute.
But a minute is more than a second, Chico.
See, that's what Pancho say. Pancho tell you.
Never mind. I know what you mean. You are right. That killer will not escape payment for his crime.
Oh, Cisco, look. Rider's coming.
See, and at a fast gallop. Hombres, stay away from this herd.
Oh, they hear you, but they not pay no attention. Cisco, hey, that's Zeb Colfax, no?
Say, Zeb Colfax and the remainder of Gus Riker's old gang.
Oh, they're going to make the car stampede, Cisco.
Oh, slimy sidewinders.
Oh, the car is starting to stampede.
Come on, try to head off the herd.
What about that Zeb Colfax and those coyotes?
Settle with them another time. Up, Gallo, give a ha!
Go.
In spite of that stampede, those Herefords look great, Cisco.
They look a lot better to me now that they are pinned in the corral than they did on the trail, Senorita Debbie.
Well, they all right until that Zeb Colfax and those bandidos and make them stampede.
Here, let me help you down from the corral fence, Senorita Debbie.
I can get down by myself, Cisco. Thanks anyhow.
Pancho will never see another one like you, Senorita Debbie. You not let nobody do nothing for you.
Pancho is right, Senorita. Even such a good quality as independence can be carried too far.
Dad taught me to ride, to shoot, and the cattle business, so I'd be able to stand on my own feet, Cisco.
See, you are doing very well. Buying these Herefords to upgrade your herd will prove to be good ranching.
I hope so, Cisco. I had to mortgage almost everything to pay for them.
Oh, Pancho, not know that.
Oh, don't worry. I'll manage to pay you and Cisco for bringing these cows, Pancho.
You know that is not necessary. When the day comes that friends cannot do favors for each other, their friendship is at an end.
Well, that's the same way Pancho feel about it, Senorita. Oh, that rider coming. That look like Steve Riker, no?
See, it is Marshal Steve Riker.
Oh, we tell him about the stampede Zeb Colfax and his padre's renegade star?
No, Pancho. There's no need to remind him his padre is a bandido.
Oh, oh, hello there. Howdy, Daddy. Cisco, Pancho. Roll out to see those Herefords you brought out from Oregon.
Buenas tardes, Senor Steve.
Buenas tardes, Senor Steve.
Howdy, Steve. Glad you rode out. I think you're wrong, Cisco. I think Steve should know.
Know what, Debbie?
These cattle were stampeded just east of White River by Zeb Colfax and a bunch of the men who used to ride with your father.
Yeah, I should have expected something like that after they left town.
Well, why they come to town, Senor Steve?
I reckon they wanted to find out for themselves what side of the law I'm on. I ran them out of town.
Steve, you could have been murdered.
They weren't here to nail my hide to a fence this time. Zeb and I had a showdown. He shot the gun from my hand.
We must make sure that does not happen again.
What do you mean, Cisco?
Zeb Colfax knows he can outdraw Senor Steve. The next time he will kill him.
Zeb said he was saving that pleasure for my father.
Oh, Steve.
Come over here, Senor Steve.
Yeah. What is it, Cisco?
Let me see you draw.
Oh, that looked pretty fast to Pancho.
You slow yourself down, Senor Steve, when you jerk a gun from the holster. Wipe it out in a single motion like this.
Oh, santo. Oh, Cisco's hand moves so fast, Pancho not able to follow it.
Straps and straps. I'd give anything to be able to draw like that.
Another thing, you were watching my hand when I drew.
That's right, I was.
Well, that was wrong. Keep looking in an hombre's eyes. You will know when he's going to draw, and sooner than if you watch his hand.
What's the matter with you two?
Why you ask, Senorita Debbie?
Well, this fast draw you're teaching to Steve, Cisco, don't you realize who he's going to have to use it on? His own father.
All the more reason for Senor Steve to be able to shoot the gun from an hombre's hand. We all know he would not kill his own padre.
We know it, but Gus Riker doesn't. And when they meet, Steve will be the one to die.
There's the Golconda Cafe, Gus.
I see it, Zeb.
Ooh, oh, there, oh, there. Oh, how's the old place look to you, Gus?
Looks the same. I wasn't in the calaboose that long, Zeb. Leave the ponies at the hitch rail, boys. It's going to be home to them from now on.
Wait till that law-loving son of yours finds out that you're back in town.
You better be right in what you told me about him.
Hey, you want me to quiet him down, Gus?
I'll handle it myself. All right. What are you apes looking at? It's me, Gus Riker. I'm out of jail and back in town. And I'm using this place as my headquarters. Now get out of here. Move. You behind the counter. Get out of here, too.
They're like a bunch of scared rabbits. You sure got the Indian sign on them, Gus. Hey, what about Steve? You going to settle with him?
What do you think?
You want me to go after him?
You won't need to. Them gunshots will bring him.
Huh. I reckon you know your boy, Gus.
So you come back to town after I told you not to, Zeb.
Why, you long-nosed polecat.
What's the matter, boy? Ain't you got a howdy for your paw?
Howdy, Gus. Calaboose didn't do you no harm. You look the same.
Well, you look different. That badge you're wearing.
I'll explain about it after I finish with Zeb Colfax.
You finish? I'd just as soon gun you if your pa don't want to.
Don't even try to pull that gun, Zeb.
Hold on, boys. Between the two of them for now.
My arm, the way it's twisted, break it.
I ought to break it, you tin horn, for shooting the gun out of my hand.
Oh, my arm.
So you'll remember never to try it again. A boot in the face.
Oh. Wait a minute, boys. Hold it. You better talk fast, Steve, or you ain't going to walk out of here alive.
All right. Zeb had it coming to him for what he did to me.
I ain't concerned with Zeb. I want to know if you're dealing yourself in with me or if you're taking a hand against me.
I ain't dealing myself in with you, Gus.
What?
I'm letting you and the boys deal yourselves in with me.
Good boy, Steve. You're just like your old man. I knew that you were using that tin star as a front all the time. You and me together, Steve, we'll run this territory. Nothing can stop us.
Nothing. One hombre and a Cisco kid might have. But I can handle him. He himself showed me the way for me to kill him.
And since Cisco did teach Steve his own fast draw, it may be true that Steve will kill him. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
When it's noontime in the kitchen and the footsteps on the porch mean the kids are home for lunch, just break into the bread box and sing out with this tune.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread. Ah, that means good butternut bread. Especially good for that noontime lunch when the appetites are hearty, the time is short, and the need for quick food energy is mighty big. Those fresh, tender slices of butternut make top-flight sandwiches. Butternut's easy to spread and even easier to eat with any sandwich filler. And most important, butternut bread is good for you. Good for those hungry youngsters who need a nourishing lunch. You see, butternut is made from the finest, naturally nutritious ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. So, next time your family sits down to lunch, just remember this song.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Marshal Riker's Revenge. Cisco and Pancho bring a herd of Herefords to the town of Ely, Nevada for their friend, Debbie Mason. They learn that Marshal Steve Riker has had a run-in with Zeb Colfax, a member of the outlaw gang once headed by Steve's father, Gus. Cisco proceeds to teach Steve the secret of his own fast draw. When Gus Riker comes to town, Steve reveals he is as much of a renegade as his father and informs Gus that he intends to kill Cisco. No.
I was right about you all the time, Steve. When I heard that you was a Johnny Law, I figured that you was using it as a cover.
I got things going here like I want them to, Gus. Folks believe in me. Especially after I ran Zeb and the boys out of town.
Nip's coming, too. He ain't gonna like that working over you gave him.
Whether he likes it or not, don't bother me. Just so he stays in line and takes orders.
Yeah, I reckon I'll have to see that he does. Couple of you boys look after Zeb. Come over here and sit down, Steve.
All right. Now, I can tell you, Paul, I waited a long time for my revenge.
What revenge, Steve?
Against the Cisco Kid. When he jailed you, I swore I'd get even. That's why I pretended to help that posse capture you.
You did the right thing. After the showdown I had with Cisco, I didn't have a chance anyway.
I'm going to make it up to you for the time you spent in prison, Paul.
Sure you will, Steve. Yeah, what's this I hear about you and Debbie Mason?
I'm going to marry her.
Oh?
Whoever owns the Mason Ranch controls the water rights in this valley.
And you aim to get that control even you have to marry her, huh?
Yeah. I know what I want. Yeah. Nothing can keep me from getting it.
I reckon not. I hear Vern Mason was killed.
You heard right.
If I hadn't been in jail, I'd have been blamed for it.
Vern Mason made a lot of enemies.
Including you, huh? Mm,
including me.
You're more like me than I am myself, Steve. Yeah. When you know what you want, you take it.
I aim to. After I'm rid of the Cisco Kid.
Killing him is a mistake.
What?
You want revenge, don't you?
Like a dying man wants water.
Then let him live. He can't prove nothing about Vern Mason. Let Cisco see you married to Debbie knowing that you gunned her old man. He won't be able to do a thing about it. That's revenge.
I'm sure Dad would have done the same thing about the Hereford cow, Steve. Raising a better beef animal on the hoof is the only answer to the problem.
I'm going to be a right proud hombre married to such a smart little woman, Debbie.
Please, Steve.
Well, there's no reason for us to wait any longer, Debbie.
Because of Dad and the other things, I can't, Steve.
Time for mourning's over, Debbie. What's the other things?
Well, folks are saying that...
That my father's back in town and I haven't done anything about it. Yeah, I know.
I know there's nothing wrong, Steve.
Whoa, boy. Look, Gus served his time. He's done nothing wrong since he returned. Why should I keep hounding him?
I didn't say you should, Steve. It's only that... Oh, I don't know.
Ryder's coming.
Oh, Cisco and Pancho.
Sure seem to be in a hurry.
I wonder what they want.
I still want a definite answer, Debbie. From you.
What is this, ain't it, Debbie? Senor Steve.
Oh, you'll never make a good poker player, Cisco. Your face mirrors the way you feel. What's the matter?
With your permission, Senor Debbie, I would like to speak to Senor Steve alone.
Why, of course.
No. Anything you have to say to me, Cisco, you can say in front of my future wife.
Steve.
Very well, Senor Steve. Since that is the way you want it, what about your padre remaining in town?
And Zeb Colfax, and all those other bandidos.
What about it?
You too, Cisco. Like the rest of the folks in town, do you have to hound Steve also?
I only meant...
I don't care what you meant. Keep your nose out of my business.
Oh, that sounds like the dog in the manger. What bite the hand, what feed him, Senor Steve. You act like you join up with your padre's bandidos.
Why, you...
Steve, stop it!
Momento. There's no need to hit Pancho, Steve.
Punch me, will you?
No, don't!
Santos, my hand.
Madre mía. Pancho not can believe it. He shoot a gun from your hand, Cisco.
You're a good teacher, Cisco. I learned well, didn't I?
See, you did, Señor Marshal.
Stay out of my way, Cisco, and you'll stay alive. I'll see you tomorrow for a definite answer, Debbie. Get out
there! Oh, this is the first time Pancho ever see anybody draw faster than Cisco.
Are you all right, Cisco?
No, señorita. It hurts to find out that someone you trusted is not worthy of that trust.
Well, after all, Cisco, you did teach him. And just because he shot the gun from your hand doesn't mean
that he... The important thing is that he drew a gun on me, señorita Debbie.
Well, you did hit him.
Only after he hit Pancho.
Punch did not cause him to draw, señorita. He could have punched back.
Then what did?
They killed the conscience. He's hiding something from us.
Oh, what? Well, what you think he's hiding, Cisco?
I am not sure, but we will find out. Senor Steve's guilt will betray him.
I ain't seen Zeb Colfax since the day after you stumped him, Steve.
Where'd he go, Gus?
Well, I reckon he lit out for parts unknown.
If he opens his yap...
He won't. He's in as deep as we are. Don't worry about him.
I wouldn't, if he was dead.
What about Cisco? He must be plenty suspicious. And you ain't married to that gal yet.
Since I beat him to the draw, he don't bother me. I can gun him down any time I want.
Yeah, I reckon you could. I just want to be there when you do. But it still won't get you the Mason Ranch. Hey, where are you going?
To get Debbie.
Is there going to be a wedding?
There's going to be a wedding, Paul. I know what I want. I'm going to take it. Anybody try to stop me, and I'll stop him from living.
Or we not catch that Zeb Colfax?
We will get him, Pancho, as soon as I build a loop in my rope. Up, you have a
hurrah! Faster, look!
For the last time, pull up your horse, Colfax!
Yep, you! Yeah!
All right, then! Come down off that horse! Hold on. This maverick will supply many answers.
Oh, Pancho, think maybe he knocked out.
All right, up on your feet, Colfax.
Oh, he all right. He just get the wind knock out of him.
What do you want?
Gus Riker and Steve, they're working together, right?
I don't know.
Oh, look at this coyote's face. Pancho think he's running away.
So do I. What happened, Colfax? Who beat you up?
Nobody. I don't know nothing.
Well, Pancho think he tell you if you beat him up too, Cisco.
No, Pancho. This sidewinder is too frightened to talk.
I don't know nothing, I told you. Let me go.
I have an idea, Pancho. Colfax does not have to tell us anything. We can use him to make the other bandidos accuse each other.
I won't go with you.
Bring him along, Pancho. Use your bullwhip on him if you have to. Remember the trouble he made by causing the stampede.
Oh, he go along, Cisco. Not to worry. Pancho see to that.
Colfax, you are the bait. Unless I am very much mistaken, before this day is over, every outlaw in Eli will be behind bars.
Down! Shut up, you loco rennies. Ain't every day an hombre's son gets married. Mike Rollins, go fetch the preacher. The wedding's gonna be right here in the Golconda Cafe.
You're crazy, all of you. Out of your head crazy. I'll not marry you, Steve Riker. Not today or ever.
You know what I told you, Debbie? You won't live to marry anybody else.
Cisco!
All of you, get your hands up. This cafe is surrounded.
Looks like you're rounding up everybody in town to help you, Cisco.
They are mi amigos. That is what friends are for, Gus Riker, to help each other.
Steve, they got Zeb Colfax out there.
They got no reason to hold him. I'm still marshal in this town. The law. I'll deputize every hombre in here to back me if I have to, Cisco. Now put on them guns.
Too late for your kind of law, Steve Riker. The hombres in this town want no part of it. Zeb Colfax made them realize it.
He talked. He talked. That's what he did. The sniveling skunk shot off his yap.
If this sniveling skunk in front of me ain't yelling, he'll holster his guns and have a showdown.
Oh, no, Cisco, don't do it.
Well, do it, or we'll start blasting our way out of here.
The rest of you agree? This is between the marshal and myself.
Yeah, all right.
Very well. My guns are in my holsters.
You just signed your death warrant. No, you did it when you taught me how to beat you to the draw. Remember?
Go ahead, Steve. Kill him.
Go ahead, loudmouth. Draw.
No! No!
My hand!
Oh, not make a move, you bandidos. You all covered. Cisco, you all right?
You are, aren't you, Cisco?
Of course, Senorita Debbie. I remember what you said about a poker face. You read nothing in my eyes this time, did you, Steve Riker?
I'll tear you apart with my fist!
Well, Pancho, shoot the first hombre one mix in that fight!
When an hombre first finds out the friendship has been betrayed, it hurts. But the hurt is nothing like the anger that follows. Savvy Marshal Riker! Now, you coyotes, all of you, vamos, pronto, to the jailhouse.
This town is going to get a taste of real law and justice.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. Oh, that Steve Riker, he ain't no good for nothing. I am very glad he's going to spend the rest of his life in a jailhouse for killing Senorita Debbie's padre. Serve him right.
Well, that is what the coyote deserves.
Oh, si. Your plan to use that fellow Zeb Colfax, it worked out very fine, Cisco, very fine.
Well, as soon as he saw Gus and Steve Riker behind bars, he was not afraid to talk.
Si, he's not afraid to talk. Pancho, think it best when they start accusing each other?
That is usually the way with outlaws, Chico.
Si,
they turn on each other like a pack of wolves.
Yeah, like a pack of wolves. You know, Cisco, it's sometimes the same way with other hombres than outlaws, too.
What do you mean, Chico?
Well, one time, Big Marie, you know Big Marie.
Yes, si.
She turned on Pancho like a lobo wolf.
She did? Why?
Oh, because of the stuff she put on her face.
Oh, you mean the makeup?
Si, the powder.
Well, what about the powder?
Well, Pancho tell Big Maria that Pancho think it gunpowder.
But why did you think what she put on her face was gunpowder?
Because she always looks all shot to pieces.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's gone!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Because a good breakfast means a good morning, build a better breakfast every day. A good breakfast always includes plenty of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, eat a better breakfast. Eat plenty of crisp, crunchy slices of good butternut toast. Enjoy it with fresh butter, homemade strawberry preserves, or as French toast. You can do anything with butternut. Serve it any way you like, and you'll always like it. That's because butternut is always the same. Every loaf, every slice is always the same fine texture, the same creamy whiteness, the same delicious flavor. Anytime you open a blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, you can rest assured that you're about to serve the finest bread that's baked. Then when you buy bread by name. Insist on butternut bread, good butternut bread, in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Try a loaf tomorrow.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.